the controversy over the appointment of Catherine Zupone as a UN special envoy took another twist last night when the Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy accused Minister Simon Harris of leaking information about the appointment from the Cabinet on July 27th. In a moment, we'll hear from the Sinn Féin TD about his claims, which he made under Dáil privilege. But first, let's listen to what he told the Dáil last night.
Rather than dealing with the debacle, Fine Gael were running a sting operation to expose that Simon Harris had leaked the appointment from the Cabinet meeting, because that is how business is done. Appointments to public bodies right up to the Supreme Court are decided not by what you know, but who you know.
That was the Sinn Féin TD Matt Carthy speaking during the motion of confidence in Simon Coveney last night. A short time ago, I spoke with Matt Carthy about those claims he made under Dáil privilege and asked him what proof he had that the claims were true.
Well, I think it's important, first of all, to read what I said and to put it in the context of what I said. And I was referring to the response of government to the reports that initially emerged that Cabinet had approved the appointment of a former minister, and references to the discussions and the deliberations that took place at that. And you recall that there was quite an amount of public anger, but the government had no sense of that. In fact, the Taoiseach told us to move on. You'll recall that Minister Coveney told the media, your own show in fact, not to create any new stories. And I was making the point that rather than dealing with the issue comprehensively, Fine Gael went to the bother of instead conducting a sting operation to expose their minister. So what I said in terms of all of that was to contextualise just how out of touch the government were in relation to the Catherine Zupone appointment.
But what you said was that Fine Gael ran a sting operation to expose that the minister Deputy Harris had leaked the appointment from the Cabinet meeting because that is how business is done. Now, how do you know that that is true?
Well, what I said, I have to say, wasn't a surprise to anybody in the Oireachtas. I doubt it was a surprise to anybody in the media.
Well, what evidence do you have then?
Surprise within government circles. And I don't think that there should be any problem with the public being aware of what is the talk of Irish political circles.
You say it's the talk. Do you have evidence to back up that claim?
I only know what is general knowledge. I know that a sting operation was conducted by a junior minister. I'm told, according to media reports, that that minister was challenged by the Fine Gael leader, Leo Varadkar. So I think if anybody has evidence, then it is Fine Gael and they should share it.
But before you made your claim last night, because it is you who put the minister's name into the public domain, did you take any steps to check out the veracity of that?
I'm aware of what I said and the exact wording of what I said, and I'm aware that that is general knowledge and generally accepted knowledge.
General knowledge, but do you have evidence to back up that claim?
No, because I didn't carry out the sting operation. Fine Gael did.
So you have no evidence. Before you used Dáil privilege to put Minister Simon Harris's name into the public domain, you had no evidence that that was true.
What I'm saying is, all I know is that Fine Gael conducted a sting operation. They did that, as I said yesterday, to expose one of their own ministers as having leaked the appointment from the Cabinet meeting. And again, I think it's important that we contextualise this because it was in the context of the response to the appointment of Catherine Zupone. So rather than tackling the issue of cronyism, the government were more concerned, and particularly the Fine Gael element,
were concerned about who within their number
was responsible for the leaks.
We're asking you to account for your actions, and you used Dáil privilege to put somebody's name into the public domain last night. Do you accept that it is defamatory and damaging to the minister to put his name into the public domain if that allegation is not true?
No, I would contend that my actions and my statement in the Dáil was entirely consistent with the principle and the reason why parliamentary privilege is in place. Leaks from government are nothing new, and particularly leaks within Fine Gael element of this government are nothing new.
Did you contact the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Secretary General of the government, or the Ceann Comhairle in relation to your suspicions in relation to Simon Harris?
All I can tell you is that whatever I said last night would have been of no surprise to any of those gentlemen.
Did you contact any of them, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the Secretary General of the Government or the Ceann Comhairle?
I didn't.
Did you consult with your party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, before you made the claim last night?
I didn't.
Did you contact the Gardaí in relation to your claim?
I didn't.
And are you going to contact the Gardaí in relation to your claim now if you say that it is true and common knowledge?
I won't, because, as I say, the sting was conducted by a junior minister within Fine Gael. The minister, we're told by media reports that haven't been disputed, was challenged by their party leader, Leo Varadkar. As I say, if anybody has information in relation to this, it's Fine Gael, and they should pass it on.
So you say there was a sting operation. That is a story that has gone around Leinster House. It's no more than maybe a bit of political gossip. And what we're talking about here is the use of Dáil privilege to make a very serious and a very damaging allegation against someone. And you appear to be relying on nothing more than Dáil gossip for that.
Well, as I say, you referenced, this was the subject and has been the subject of numerous media commentary over the past 8 weeks. I'm not aware of any assertion from Fine Gael that those stories were untrue. And this is what we do know, Justin. On the day of this decision, on this blatant act of cronyism, the information, not only in relation to the appointment, but in relation to the cabinet deliberations, were leaked. We know that only a cabinet minister could be responsible
for that.
Well,
is that true, though, Matt Carty? Because there were plenty of people who would have had that information. We know that Catherine Zappone's name was on documents circulated within several government departments. We know that officials and advisers would have had it. And yet, you've identified one person, Minister Simon Harris, as the person responsible for leaking it, and without checking that information out yourself.
Well, let me just finish the point I was making. The information that was leaked and the information that was contained within the media reports almost immediately after the cabinet meeting, in fact, in some cases while the cabinet meeting was still sitting, didn't just relate to the appointment, but also to the deliberations that happened at cabinet. And it is absolutely accepted, I would take it, that leak could only have come from a cabinet minister.
But you don't know who leaked that. You've said that to us already in this interview, and you've used Dáil privilege to make claims, to make a very serious allegation against one person that you now say you're not certain that is true.
That's not what I said. What I said was that rather than dealing with the debacle arising from the Catherine Zappone appointment, the blatant cronyism, the insider politics that it exposed once again, rather than dealing with that, Fine Gael ran a sting operation to expose one of their ministers because they simply couldn't understand why anybody would actually be concerned about the substantive points.
Using Dáil privilege to make claims like this should be a last resort, shouldn't it? You need to be sure that what you're saying is correct.
As I say, I think what I said was absolutely consistent with the principle of parliamentary privilege.
It's been pointed out that Sinn Féin has a history in relation to this too. Your party leader was found to have abused Dáil privilege when she named a number of people with alleged links to Ansbacher accounts back in 2015. Isn't this very similar, that you're making claims without any proof that those claims are true?
Well, I can only speak for my own actions, and what I am saying is that I believe absolutely that my assertions in the Dáil last evening were entirely consistent with the principle of parliamentary privilege. I would contend that parliamentary privilege is in place precisely for that type of interaction.
But do you accept what the minister spokeswoman is saying, that this is untrue?
Clearly, that's contravention to what I stated in the Dáil last night, and I stand over my remarks in the Dáil.
Do you want the Taoiseach to investigate this cabinet leak then?
Absolutely. I think the Taoiseach has a responsibility to control his government ministers, and we've seen last night, unfortunately, where he failed to hold one of his ministers accountable for a blatant act of cronyism, for appointing a former cabinet colleague to a job that he had made up at the taxpayer's expense. I think all of that is representative of a government out of control and a Taoiseach that's not in control.
If you believe what you're saying is true, why won't you go to the Gardaí and make a complaint to them?
Because I haven't got the basis of the evidence, because that evidence is in the hands of Fine Gael, and I would encourage them to do so.
What about your own reputation here, Matt Carty? You made a claim under privilege without providing any evidence, without checking with officials, without even speaking to your own party leader, without reporting it to the Gardaí. You're staking your own reputation here on this being proven correct, aren't you?
As I say, I contend that my actions were entirely consistent with the principle of parliamentary privilege, and I stand over my speech last night.
That was the Sinn Féin TD Matt Carty speaking to me a short time ago, and we understand that Minister Simon Harris will make some remarks about this controversy today, and if he does that during this programme, we will bring them to you. But the Minister was speaking briefly in the Dáil about this a short time ago. Let's hear what he had to say.
I don't wish to be in any way disorderly, but yesterday I was named in this House in my absence, my unavoidable absence,
What was said, in my view, was a misuse of Dáil privilege, and I want the record of this House to show that it's untrue.
That was Minister Simon Harris speaking in the Dáil a short time ago.